AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Mike Pence has opened his 2024 presidential bid by firmly denouncing his ex-running mate. Sagar Magani has the story.
Pence is the first vice president in modern history to challenge the president under whom he served.
Well, hello, Iowa!
And kicking off his campaign in a Des Moines suburb, accused Donald Trump of abandoning conservative principles and dereliction of duty during the Capitol riot.
I endangered my family.
And said Trump demanded Pence choose between him and the Constitution.
Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
The GOP field is now largely set, and large, including Trump, Ron DeSantis, and more than a half dozen others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Also entering the GOP race today, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. In Congress, hard-right conservatives have brought business in the House to a halt, unhappy with Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt deal with President Biden. Rooftop rescues in southern Ukraine.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaili Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. One vulnerable citizen, Svitlana, could not get to her apartment to pick up documents. Water levels reached almost to the second floor of the house. She tells the AP she can't sleep or eat as she can't get into her home. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And a smoky haze from Canadian wildfires is drifting across the eastern U.S. as far south as North Carolina. This is AP News. One of the world's top golfers is speaking out about the historic partnership between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. Gethin Coolball has the story.
Rory McIlroy, the strongest voice against Saudi-funded LIV Golf that caused so much disruption in golf, said Wednesday he now feels like a sacrificial lamb with the stunning reversal of the PGA Tour becoming partners with Saudi Arabia's enormous wealth fund.
If you're thinking about one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, would you rather have them as a partner or an enemy? At the end of the day, money talks, and you'd rather have them as a partner.
It was McIlroy who helped lead a players-only meeting last August that reshaped the PGA Tour to fend off the challenge of LIV Golf.
I said it to Jay yesterday, you've galvanized everyone against something, and that thing that you galvanized everyone against, you've now partnered with.
The world number three is set to defend his back-to-back titles this weekend at the RBC Canadian Open. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.